I'm here in studio and I've got a nice crew of people. First, one name that you probably know. He's a regular guest here on WATD, and that's Stephen Karadiannis, the name I love to say that I just mangled, the conductor of the Plymouth Philharmonic. He's also a composer. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here live, finally.
And you brought a wonderful assortment of people with you. I'm going to start on this side. If I mispronounce your name, please correct me. Christy Fabi, from the South Shore Conservatory. You're the Director of Community Engagement Creative Arts Therapies.
Yes, that's correct. So, I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, we're so glad to see everybody. We have another conductor in front of us, and that's Elijah Langille. Tell the folks your title, please.
I am the Program Director and Principal Conductor of the South Shore Conservatory Youth Orchestras. I have the wonderful pleasure of leading all the orchestras that we have there at the conservatory.
And the conservatory, that's in Hingham, too, for people that are not familiar with that.
There's campuses in both Hingham and Duxbury.
Okay.
And as part of our community engagement program, we actually serve people from Braintree all the way down to Bourne and in between.
That's terrific. And we have a young lady here, Victoria Martin, and so glad to see you as well. You're actually one of the young people that's involved in the symphony, with the Youth Symphony, and you play the clarinet. Tell our listeners a little bit about that.
Yeah, I've been in the orchestra for 4 or 5 years, mm-hmm. principal clarinetist. It's a great orchestra, lots of friends.
And where do you go to school locally?
Plymouth North High School.
Okay, a shout out to Plymouth North. I've heard a lot of very talented people are involved here. Now we have all this musical talent sitting in one room. We're not just here and going to brag about how wonderful these people are, although they are. You have a very unique concert coming up. Stephen Karadiannis, you tell us a little bit about it.
Oh, I'm the wrong person to start with here because I didn't start with this program. Mm-hmm. I came into it after this is the brainchild of Elijah and Christy, so they should actually start.
Okay, Christy, tell our listeners a little bit about this.
Yes, so as part of our Creative Arts Therapies program, our music therapist and one of our voice department chairs, actually Jen Pearl, conducts a group called Community Voices. It's a chorus of over 50 singers, the vast majority of them with disabilities, and we've been going strong for, I believe, over a decade now. And Elijah he has 3 different orchestras, and we got together one day and decided we should really bring these 2 groups together. You know, Elijah, as a music educator, wrote his thesis about involving people with disabilities in the music classroom. So we just thought this was a perfect way to combine our programs. So what we've done is we've commissioned Stephen to write a piece celebrating nature. We wanted to have the students feel a sense of pride and giving back, and we thought that climate change is so pressing, so we would address that through music. He's commissioned a piece that he'll tell you about, and we are premiering it together on May 7th, and it's the first time our 2 groups are coming together.
That's exciting. Now, Elijah Langille, you conduct a number of musical groups. How do you fit into this? I know that this was very, this idea was very integral to what you do.
Well, I'm still trying to figure that out. No. You know, it's amazing. At the end of last year, we just came out of this whirlwind of the pandemic, and I actually asked the kids, you know, we said, what's our purpose here? I mean, we honk, we squonk, we make a lot of wonderful music, but what is our mission, and how do we create more equitable pathways so that all people get to experience music? And they came together and we said, well, who are the people that we don't often always see? And we looked down the hallway and we had our wonderful Community Voices rehearsing, and we said, well, how come you don't see, you know, a lot of our friends with differently abled friends performing with an orchestra? And we said, well, why don't we do something like that? So this was really something organic that the students, the kids, wanted to do, and they saw a need in the community and they wanted to make it happen. And then it's my job to say, okay, Christy, how are we going to make this happen, and to put it together. And the crowning achievement, or maybe the thing that was going to bring it all together, was to find a composer to write a piece that would incorporate all 3 of our orchestras from mm-hmm. 3rd grade to 12th grade, our Community Voices friends, and also and pull them all together to perform together, right? So we looked around and we said, oh, hey, Stephen, are you available? And we talked.
That's wonderful.
I'm humbled by this program, because what was needed in terms of the music, the Youth Symphony students all these ages, they have their own needs in terms of how they play, what they play, what level of music to play. And we have these gorgeous people from the community voices. I have loved, by the way, attending the rehearsals, both virtual and actual, because you're in a room of these people and it's just full of love. Everybody is just there to be with others. And the spirit of music just keeps us all together. But both of these organizations require entirely different music. Mm-hmm. So, and then they said, oh, could you make this about climate change and music? I'm like, oh, sure, just add to the list. And these wonderful folks know that you know, it takes a long time. The piece ultimately is only 6 minutes long, but it does a whole lot in that 6 minutes. And so instead of me being the composer, I talk myself being the conduit for this music, because mm-hmm. The way that I describe this, it's a sonic collage including music from Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony, the song
We Can Heal the Earth.
When we join hands.
That's see. Look at this is why you're here.
Yeah, that's the name of the song by Ann Rich, and also I went to a rehearsal of Community Voices, and we asked these members what makes the feeling of nature special for you. What do you care about in terms of nature? Mm-hmm. And so I took some of that and set that to music. You know, these comments by them set them that to music, as well as to make sure that the orchestra had something meaty to play. So I took and rearranged a Beethoven symphony excerpt, of course, for these musicians. And by the way, Victoria, you know what's great is every single time I was thinking about a solo, this would sound great for a clarinet, and I always pictured you because I'd been going to their rehearsals. What are the other hats I wear, Christine? I'm also the artistic advisor for this mm-hmm, youth orchestra mm-hmm. program. So I have a chance several times a year to come into the rehearsals. So the music is tailored for these students, all the age levels, because I had to write three different levels of string parts to make sure all the kids can play all the entire piece, as well as to write music that really is not just... You know, we want to make sure the community voices feel attached to this text, and I think they do.
Yes.
Because it's all right. Positive. It's all positive.
Hold that thought sure. there. Victoria, how do you feel about being part of this, sonic collage, I believe you called
that?
That's
right.
How do you feel about being part of this? This is like a whole wonderful moment in time in music.
Yeah, I'm absolutely thrilled. Like, I heard about the project, and I was very excited to play the music and join the groups together. It's beautiful, beautiful piece, and I love playing it with our orchestra so far, and I can't wait to hear how it sounds when we put it all together.
Christy, if people want to come to this, how do they get tickets? How do they find out more about your organization, too?
Sure. They can visit sscmusic.org, or they can email orchestra@sscmusic.org.
And it's the concert is on Sunday. Is it May 7th?
It's on Sunday, May 7th at 2 p.m. at Weir River Farm in Hingham. And a rain plan, if necessary, will be announced 48 hours in advance. And it will be held at the Jane Carr Amphitheater at our Hingham campus.
Is this open to the public? Is there a fee? How does that work? Mm-hmm.
It's open to the public, but guests do need to register mm-hmm. online. It's free, although part of what we want to instill in our students is the feeling that they can use the arts to give back to the community. And so there is a suggested donation with proceeds going back to the trustees of reservation for the work that they're doing to combat climate change in our community.
That's wonderful. And if you could, in a couple sentences, tell me what you think is the most important part that you'll be playing in this wonderful concert. I'm going to start with you, Victoria. What are you most excited about coming up for this concert?
I'm just very excited to be able to make this music come to life with everybody and make it sound beautiful and as beautiful as the message is trying to.
And I'm pretty sure that you're the right person to do that. I've never heard you play the clarinet, but I can feel it in my soul that you are the right person for that job.
Thank you.
Elijah, tell us a little bit, what's the most important thing about this concert for you?
This concert epitomizes what classical and all music needs to be, which is an avenue to open doors so that everyone can experience, can engage, and can enjoy classical music together. It's I'm just so excited. You know, we put Stephen through the ringer to really make it all work. But what that means is that every student from grades 4 to 12 and every student in Community Voices, no matter what their ability, is going to play together. And that's just exciting because that's exactly how it should be. And I'm just so happy to be part of it, and, you know, just to have Tori to be excited about it, because this is what we want. We want to get excited about the things we do, right?
Absolutely. So. And Stephen Karadiannis, in a couple sentences, what's the most exciting or important thing about this concert to you?
The fact that it was asked. I mean, this is both humbling and rewarding at the same time. And I'm grateful, actually, the music did come out pretty well in terms of fulfilling all the checklists that it needed. And so I'm humbled with the privilege of being a part of this project.
That sounds wonderful. And Christy Fabey, tell our listeners again how to get tickets and how to find out more information and what personal joy that you're getting from putting this together.
Yes, so everyone can get information at sscmusic.org, or they can email orchestra@sscmusic.org. And this concert is on May 7th. You know, Stephen, plug your ears, but I don't care how the notes sound. I don't care about the piece is gorgeous. It's beautiful. It heals my heart when I listen to it. It's just a beautiful piece. But what I care about is having everybody together, smiling, feeling a part of community, being together, laughing, and just, you know, even if things go awry or a note is played wrong, I don't care about that at all. I'm a music therapist, so I just care about the feeling people will get in their souls when they see this magical group.
What a great group of people in here today. Of course, Stephen Karadiannis, a regular here, the conductor of the Plymouth Philharmonic, and composer Christy Fabey, South Shore Conservatory, the director of Community Engagement and Creative Arts Therapies. Want to make sure I get your titles correct. Elijah Langille, you are a conductor of several different orchestras within the organization, correct?
Oh, yes. But, you know, we have other conductors as well. Okay. We have David Palumbo, and we also have Lee Shefflin, who conducts some of the other groups. And we're a team because, you know, we have a lot of kids under our belt, and we work together to make this happen. I conduct the Symphony Orchestra, which is the oldest orchestra, but we're just so lucky to have wonderful educators and musicians.
Absolutely. And Victoria Martin, you're the principal clarinetist of the symphony, is that correct?
Yes.
And we're just so excited that you could join us here today, and it's so wonderful to see all different parts of this very important program that's being put together. I know it's going to be a success. Date and time one more time.
May 7th at 2 p.m.
Email address?
orchestra@sscmusic.org.
Thanks so much for joining us. We're going to put this up online, and folks can check back, and you can find out more how you can be part of this wonderful concert coming up. I'm Christine James, 95.9 WATD.